This is a podcast from BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Morning Run. I'm Wong Xiaoning together with Philip Sy. It's 8:36, Wednesday, the 21st of September. But first, let's discuss the government's latest announcements on anti-corruption efforts, because government-linked companies occupy a curious space between public and private, given that oftentimes the top jobs in GLCs and GLICs are politically appointed. But these figures, however, are not subject to the same asset disclosure requirements as other politicians or government civil servants.
This is set to change, according to Prime Minister Dato' Sri Ismail Sabri. The heads of GLCs and GLICs, as well as members of the judiciary, will soon be required to declare their assets as part of the new code of ethics by the Malaysian Anti-Corruption Commission. In addition, the asset declaration mechanism for members of the government administration, MPs and senators will also be enhanced to boost the government's credibility and integrity. While this move is a step forward in enabling transparency, there are questions about how effective implementation will be, and also whether current asset declaration mechanisms are effective.
So how much impact will this policy make in combating corruption, and what gaps need to be addressed in the present system? For some thoughts on this, we have on the line with us Cynthia Gabriel, Executive Director for the Centre to Combat Corruption and Cronyism. Good morning, Cynthia. Now, is the requirement for heads of GLCs and GLICs and even the judiciary to declare their assets a step in the right direction?
Good morning. It definitely is a step in the right direction. And it came as a little bit of a surprise, we have to admit, because this whole effort around asset declaration is already something that has been incorporated in the National Anti-Corruption Plan. And I need to say that as a beginning context, because we do have an overall comprehensive National Anti-Corruption Plan spanning from 2019 to 2023, which ends next year. And asset declaration features as a very critical component in detecting corruption and in deterring corruption. So to actually include GLCs and GLICs and the members of the judiciary is actually great. But the one point to make here is that previous governments, we've had three governments in the last 4 years, and previous governments have actually attempted to get members of parliament to declare their assets, people in public office, like, for example, Menteri Besar's, prime ministers, ministers, cabinet ministers, etc., to declare their assets. But unfortunately, this announcement by our prime minister, as much as it is welcome, is also leading to the question, what happened to the previous efforts? Because those information is no longer available on the MECC website. The current MPs are not declaring their assets. And with so many corruption scandals popping up every other week, we're wondering whatever happened to the previous efforts. So this kind of announcement sounds great, but it has to be taken in totality. And where is the current asset declaration efforts of politicians, which are very, very high risk and vulnerable group?
So you really nicely distinguish between the declaration of the politicians, which has not been done yet. The process of getting this done for the GLC and GLIC directors can just be done, right, without any approval at Parliament, right?
Well, to include GLCs and GLICs is extremely critical, because a lot of the work that has been done in the anti-corruption field has actually pointed to suggest that these very companies, which are controlled by government and are government-linked, are often used as vehicles and conduits for political financing and for political donations. And that is the very reason why these persons who are appointed into GLCs need to actually have some form of accountability and transparency. And the appointment process is one that is not transparent. Mm. So it's usually a situation of a political patronage also, where if you're close to the government or you're well-linked, well-connected, you probably stand a better chance of being ahead of a GLC. It's not really about merit in this country, so to speak.
So, Cynthia, the devil, of course, is always in the details. So the PM has made this, you know, announcement, but do we know what is required in terms of the declaration? Going to be extended to family members? How often is this declaration going to be made? What level of detail? Do we have any idea?
Well, so far there has been no details. And similarly, like the previous call for MPs and politicians and those holding positions of power to declare their assets, the process and the declaration was very untransparent. It lacked a lot of details for public scrutiny. And so it is for this very reason that we have been suggesting, my group and many other civil society groups, CIFO Centre has been suggesting very strongly that we legislate an asset declaration process. And when we legislate, then it becomes compulsory. It becomes an obligation. And right now, even though there is a parliamentary resolution for members of parliament to declare their assets, for example, many of them don't, because if you're not compelled by law, then there is no real push and no real obligation to do so, because you're not violating any law, so to speak. So this is why in the process of trying to establish a really good asset declaration system, which is necessary in Malaysia, given everything that's happening in the country, we propose a very strong law. We propose, of course, to accept the Prime Minister's expansion of JLCs, JLICs, and members of the judiciary. This should also include members of public institutions like the MACC chief, because there has been scandals in the past implicating his name, and that has not actually been properly resolved. The Inspector General of Police, Election Commissioner, many are the important pillars of democracy and justice that actually need to be accountable to the people. So expanding family members, we've already learned from the case of former Prime Minister Najib and his wife, that it's essential to actually ensure that family members also declare their assets, but up to which family members? Because we've had other corruption scandals that have had uncles and nieces and sisters and brothers also getting involved. So this is where the details are really important. And as they say, the devil is in the details. Mm.
So Cynthia, we wonder out loud, right? Is MACC the right owner to manage this asset declaration system then?
In a law that we are proposing, we are proposing an independent commission. Because MACC, as it stands now, is under the Prime Minister's department. It is not an independent institution, although it claims to be. And there are very serious issues about appointment of chief commissioner, about security of tenure of the chief commissioner, and certain aspects of the act that actually limits its independence. So it is not the right body. But because we don't have that independent commission, quote unquote, until a law is actually put in place, MACC can serve as a platform. And they were doing that in the previous time during the Pakatan Harapan government, where they presented themselves as a platform. Mm-hmm. They were not really the regulators. There's a difference here. Because if you're a regulator, then you can actually compel people to and remind them that they have not done so. And if they have not done so, some kind of punitive action may be taken against those individuals. But MACC right now is just a platform for presenting this information. So they had also lamented in the past that they had no control over ensuring that politicians declare their assets. Although the form and the information that's already needed is already there for members of parliament. So it's about expanding it to JLCs, to judiciary. But we're afraid that with the coming election, if there is a new government, then it will be revisited again and nothing really happens after that. So it's essential. We are asking now the Prime Minister in his final weeks or months as Prime Minister to push ahead with making an announcement that there will be a law to legislate as a declaration, illicit wealth of people in power and politically exposed persons. So this is really critical for the country's future anti-corruption efforts.
Thank you for your time. That was Cynthia Gabriel, Executive Director of the Centre to Combat Corruption and Cronyism, giving us some very valid points with regards to this recent announcement. Yes, it's a step in the right direction, but clearly a lot more work needs to be done. And I think what's critical is we legislate the asset declaration process so that everyone has to do it. And we codify it. We know exactly the process, what is required of the declaration, who perhaps will take action if the declaration does look a bit suspicious. All those need to be be clear.
I think the ironic part is that we are asking all these guys to be transparent with the declaration, but the process itself is not transparent. So where is the double standard, not only in terms of the distinction between politicians and these corporate leaders, but the distinction between the need to actually declare versus the actual process of doing the declaration?
Yeah, that's, which is exactly why it should be legislated, right? Because now it's almost advisory. And do we really know what's happening? Is it public? No. Do we know at what point does the government take action against someone who is corrupt or is allegedly corrupt? Who determines that? We don't really... Do we know? No. At this juncture, we don't, right?
We don't.
And if anything, has 1MDB, SRC has taught us is that we should have a very clear process in place.
I think this is a lesson learned, right? I presumably Malaysia... You know, other markets, all other countries around the world also have this kind of asset declaration process. But even with that, corruption still falls way through.
For sure.
You can't run away from that.
We can't, but we can. We should certainly make strides towards it. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
You have been listening to a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station. For more stories of the same kind, download the BFM app.